So, we're back to square one. This is a nice idiom, back to square one, or back at square one, which means going back to the same situation as before, with no progress made. The origin of this idiom is not clear, but one of the theories states that it comes from board games, gry planszowe, board games. And in the very simple, very basic board games, you have a number of squares on the board, plansza, so number of squares on the board, and you move your counter between these squares, counter pionek. And usually the counter which reaches finish first is the winner. So if some in-game event sends you back to the beginning of the game, to the first square, you're back at square one. So basically, you have to start all over again. All your progress has been cancelled and you have to start from scratch. Observe. Start from scratch. So, we're back to square one here in Poland, and in this situation of ours, it means that we're having a déjà vu from March. Yeah, a déjà vu. Now, a note on pronunciation. Wymowa. Pronunciation. Polish and English are quite different when it comes to our treatment of borrowings, zapożyczenia, borrowings from other languages. In Polish, we tend to focus on keeping the original pronunciation, on sticking to the original, while in English, they do tend to experiment a lot and to adjust that to the native British or American rules of pronunciation. So that's quite a major difference. Major? Duża. That's quite a major difference in the approach to pronunciation. So, my favorite pasta would be tagliatelle. Tagliatelle in Italian and Polish, but it will be tagliatelle in English. So, quite different, tagliatelle. And the Spanish sausage, which I will never ever try, even if I'm starving, in Spanish and in Polish, that's chorizo. Chorizo? I think I'm no expert in Spanish, so correct me if I'm wrong. But in English, it's quite different. It's chorizo. Chorizo. And lots of Latin phrases get mispronounced. Źle wymawiane. Gets mispronounced in English. For example, quid pro quo or vice versa. That's totally different pronunciation from the original Latin one. Oh my god, two digressions before I even got started, two linguistic digressions. Let's get back to the point, or back to square one, yeah? We're witnessing the so-called second wave of the pandemic. So-called? Tak zwana. The so-called second wave of the pandemic. Now, the pandemic, note that the word ends with mik, not mia, as in Polish. So it's a pandemic. And it's the same with the case of an epidemic, yeah? That also end with mik. The pandemic decisions of our government from last Saturday, they border on a lockdown. Border on? Graniczący. Border on. So they border on a lockdown. Now, a lockdown often gets confused, especially by Polish speakers, with a quarantine. So let's get things straight. A lockdown is when the government forces people to stay at home. This is something we had in March, when we were allowed to leave home only to go to the doctors, to do our shopping, or for essential needs. Essential, podstawowe, konieczne. So only for essential needs, whatever that might mean. So it's kind of a preventive measure, środek zapobiegawczy, preventive measure for the whole population. It affects everyone, a lockdown. So don't confuse that with a quarantine. Yeah, also tricky pronunciation, quarantine. This is a situation which is decided on an individual basis. And this is when you either are infected with the virus or the likelihood, prawdopodobieństwo, the likelihood of you being infected is very high. So that's quarantine, it's staying at home and being alone for a number of days. It used to be 14, now I think it's fewer than that. So we have lockdown and quarantine, two pandemic words. And in addition to that, we have a curfew in Poland right now. A curfew is when the government prevents you from leaving your home at certain hours, usually after a certain time in the evening. Now, our Polish curfew right now is a bit weird. Dziwna. It's a bit weird. By the way, curfew in Polish, godzina policyjna. Yeah, curfew. And ours right now is a bit weird because it prevents kids from going outside alone between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. And this is quite bizarre, yeah? So I can imagine, yeah, supposedly, podobno, supposedly, this is to keep the kids at home during remote learning. Nauka zdalna, remote learning. But someone forgot that because we have way too many students, dużo za dużo, way too many students in our Polish schools right now, not all of them start school at 8. Both of my kids start school around 11 and they finish school around 5 or 6 p.m. Yeah, sometimes even 7 p.m. So how the hell are we supposed to get a walk or to go on a bike ride or to go rollerblading? Beats me. Nie mam pojęcia. Nie ogarniam. Beats me. So we have a curfew. Okay, back to our business lives and back to our work lives. How does this affect your working life? For me, nothing much has changed. Nothing much? Niewiele. Nothing much has changed. I've been working at home for the past few years. I think it might be even 10 years right now. So it's basically the same for me. The only inconvenience, niedogodność, inconvenience, is that I have my kids at home for their remote schooling. Nauka zdalna, remote schooling. And this is actually, w gruncie rzeczy. Nie, nie aktualnie. Aktualnie to currently, a actually to w gruncie rzeczy. So this is actually quite a major inconvenience, being able to accommodate to the school kids at home, because I have to share my computer with them to allow them to do remote schooling. And remote schooling is quite a hurdle for many parents. A hurdle? Przeszkoda. Dosłownie ten płotek, przez który się przeskakuje. A hurdle. So it's quite a hurdle for many working parents because you have to navigate many different platforms. You have to navigate the timetable in Librus, the events in Librus, the messages in Librus, both public messages and private messages. You have to navigate the parents forum on Facebook. You have to navigate emails. You have to make sure your kid checks when the classes are supposed to be. You have to make sure they actually do get to their classes. You have to make sure that they have all the software, for example, YouTube available without children's restrictions to use the classes. You have to print stuff. You have to scan stuff. You have to email stuff. It's like a major obstacle. It's a huge problem. Yeah, it's a lot of extra work for us working parents. So in between March and June, I was probably the most knackered, wykończony, the most knackered working parent in the world, yeah? Although you might disagree with that, you might say you are the most knackered, yeah? I'm not arguing with you, yeah? We were all exhausted with that remote learning. And I really dread, boję się panicznie, I really dread the situation happening again, yeah? So let's keep our fingers crossed. Trzymajmy, zaciskajmy kciuki, a po angielsku paluszki. Let's keep our fingers crossed that this doesn't happen again. So this is about my life during the pandemic. I'm really curious how your working life has been affected. Do let me know. I'll be happy to find out. And remember, if you've been unfortunate enough to lose your job in the pandemic, if you're afraid of losing your job, if you're thinking of requalifying, then I do have two very affordable video trainings for you. Affordable? Przystępnej cenie. Yeah, two affordable video trainings for you. One of them is about the most frequent mistakes at a job interview in English and how to avoid them. And the other one is about the most frequent questions and the sample answers to these questions on three different levels of English. So it doesn't matter if your English is beginner, intermediate or advanced, you'll have sample answers for all of the questions. You'll find the links in the description. So, thank you very much for today.